Like yesterday, we'll start with our hands. So one hand up and the other down. And we'll let the baby finger be the one that's going to steer. But as we begin, and I know some others are going to step in, so I might repeat myself, but we're just kind of getting started. I think of the baby fingers as the ones that are going to steer the direction and movement of the hands. Yeah. And so even as we begin to do this, let's make sure we're relaxing our shoulders, inviting that, so to speak, ease in the knees, you know. Nice soft belly, relaxed shoulders, elbows move toward the earth. Yeah, so that it invites this relaxation, lifting up through the top of the head. Yeah, from the earth, the feet rooted to the ground. So here we are again with our hands. And the baby finger is going to guide the movement. We're doing a figure eight. And just feeling into. It can actually be quite close in. The baby fingers are guiding that. They're directing the movement. Yeah. And one hand is up and the other's down. There we go. One up, one down. Baby fingers. And then we can open it up a little. I just let it go wider. And we'll come back to center and we'll reverse it. Let's see, there we go. And the thumbs will guide the movement. Let's see, we should be going the opposite direction, but. So it can be narrow and really feeling into the wrists. Hands going around and just noticing, encouraging that relaxation. Yeah, there you go. And then we'll open it up a little more so that it comes all the way through. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, okay. And I just really enjoy some of these other exercises that we do with the hands. So, this, we'll do it briefly, but it's something you can explore at home when you're relaxing. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just explore that. Tapping. Yes, and release. We'll take the hands and draw them into clasping them. There you go, lovely. And then we'll reverse that direction, opposite direction. Kind of twist my tongue a little bit, keep the tongue relaxed. And then we'll take it and extend from the heel, right through the palms of the hands, rounding, opening in the back, shifting to the other side. Feeling into where there's fire, earth, wind in the body. Different energies, the flow. We'll come back into one more, couple more finger exercises. So we've done this one before. It's the baby finger. And let's do it like about 20 times. Thank you. 20 and release that. We'll do a couple, one more fun. It's like a coordination thing, so one hand up and the other one down. We'll bring the thumb out and the baby finger. So there we go. And we shift and the opposite. There we go. We shift and the opposite. So on each hand, the thumb or the baby finger switches as we shift. And just, you know, it might be hard to do, but just, you know, kind of explore it a little bit. It's good for the brain. Just kind of, see what the mind does, a little laugh, chuckle. Lovely. Okay, got that going. Okay, good. Okay, we'll rub our hands together. And let's see, I'm going to just tilt this up just a hair. Yeah, there we go. And we'll bring the palms of our hands to our eyes and let them be soft, just feeling the heat and breathing, and then we'll wash the face. We can come down across the jaw, up around the cheeks, and then around the eyes. Yeah, lovely. And I'm going to take my earphones off for a minute because we're going to rub our eyes, ears, so you can just watch. And there we go. Yes, lovely. There we go. And we'll pitter-patter. Hands on the ears. And pitter-patter here. There we go. Release. And one more pitter-patter, just to the top of the head, the crown point. A gentle tapping. Lovely. Okay. We'll do a slightly varied. We'll rotate the arms around a few times here, and just in our warm-up, feeling into, and you can reverse that direction and be mindful of not overextending, but letting it be soft and finding the natural range for your body. Yeah, beautiful. And then we can reverse. We're going to go to the other side. Rotating, feeling into, where's their warmth? And we'll reverse that direction. And release down. We'll open it up like we did yesterday, two times, and then two times. You can bend the knees there, release, release. Open up the chest area. We often are kind of leaning forward in our activities of the day often, and so one more time, open it up. Two times, and then open it up. Yeah, there we go. And from here, with our feet rooted, well rooted, about hip width apart, ease in the knees and the lower spine drops down. We'll rotate to the right. So we rotate once and then again. So it's kind of extend and then, yeah, there you go. Two times to each side, feeling a gentle twist in the spine, allowing the eyes and the head to extend. And release. We'll let the arms tap around on the body. And release. We hands akimbo and gently feeling into the hips, rotating. And that could be a really extended rotation, finding, or just a very ever so subtle, listening to the energy. Listening. Reverse that direction. Might be more rigorous, more extended, or gentle. Relaxing the shoulders, the belly, lovely. We'll come relax there. We're going to bring that toe back down in the back and begin to rotate. So the toe grounds behind the heel and then begins to rotate the heel, which invites the knee and a gentle rotation in the hip as well. Rotating outwardly, and then we can reverse that and come inwardly. You can relax your arms if you'd like down, or have them akimbo. Go slowly or with more energy. We'll shift to the other side if you haven't already. And then reverse that direction. Yeah. A couple more times, and then we'll release, kick it out. So I think I'd like to do a couple kind of balance-oriented movements. So we lift up and ground through one foot. And if you need a little support, come and stand beside the wall or by a table or chair, okay? Just for steadiness. And we'll start with just simply moving the foot back and forth in a very small way, just back and forth. Yeah, lovely. Lifting up through this very, you know, when I practice Qigong, there's these two beautiful trees in my sight, and I just feel their verticality and how they're rooted and grounded into the earth and rising up to the sky, inspiring my own practice. And then we'll just release that a little and see what it's like to let it swing a few more with a larger, wider swing. And we'll relax and feel the quietness within. We'll go to the other side. Lovely, just the short movements, exploring what it is to have balance doing this, and then to lengthen and release. Yeah. We'll do one more that's related to balance. Instead of forward and back, we'll go to the front, side to side, a longer stretch, and just exploring what's that. Sometimes it's nice to do with the arms out. Opening up. Yeah, lovely. And we'll let that settle down and go to the other side. Whew. Listening. Release. Let's shake it out. Hmm. pause for a moment and stand. So pretty much as we have, I mentioned there's ease in the knees, the lower spine is dropping and rising up through the top of the head. The shoulders are up and relaxed, and the feet are about straight forward and hip width apart. We have that ease, relaxing down. And then there's that little bit of breath between where the arms fall to the side of the body. And all those who've studied with me know that I read about in a certain lineage where someone went to their teacher, their Qigong teacher, and this was the first activity that he did with his teacher for a year that he would stand. That was the first lesson. So, yeah, just the foundation to a practice. Lovely. Letting the eyes be open and soft, simply seeing. Yeah. Yeah. Release there. We'll do one more activity, a couple more. Okay. We'll rub the belly, and it's going to go like this 9 times. Nine times, 4. Bringing up energy. And then we'll reverse it 6 times in the opposite direction to calm energy. I've lost count, so I'm going to stop here and release. And typically when we bring the hand to the energetic center in the belly, you can do it like this, or you can do it with one hand and then the other on top. And if you feel a more feminine energy today, you'd put the right hand first and then the left. And if it feels like a more leaning masculine energy or certain masculine energy, then it would be the left hand first and the right hand. So we might close with that and just touching in on a few things here. So we'll, right before we begin the Shibashi, I'd like to just close with one exercise that I've done before with you all, with Franz, which is gathering the 10,000 things. So it's just appreciating and sharing. And so we just kind of go around appreciating the forms, the energetic field of the forms of the world, allowing an exchange of energy with those forms as the heart feels moved. A giving and taking. Yeah. It kind of loosens and softens everything. And we'll come into the sequence of Shibashi. Come begin with standing, checking into the body, the heart, the mind, and we'll wave hands by the lake. So they typically come up to the height of maybe the shoulder height, or maybe a little below, with just so much ease. Waving hands by the lake, inhaling up. And you can feel even the whole of the body rises up and releases. And we'll expand the chest on top of the mountain. opening the heart to what is. Inhaling and exhaling the wind. And one more, inhaling up. Relax. That's the first instruction. I'm going to shift the weight to, let's say, your right side. So it's okay if we go different directions, it's okay. Just let it go. And we're gonna swing the rainbow. That's the beautiful holding of the rainbow, gazing down into the palm. It rises up and we shift the weight, opening all along the side of the body. Feeling all along the way. Yeah. We'll rise up and we're going to scoop down. The knees bend, we scoop. We rise up, inhaling, and part the clouds. Part the clouds, part the distress of the mind. So as the hands rise, they twist and open to part. That's lovely, yeah. And one more. And release down. So this one comes up. The hands turn up and one sweeps back around that ball. Yes, and pushes with the palm, extends forward and the other draws back. And the weight shifts. And it's ever so soft as it's silk floating in the air. The quality of wind. Softness. Floating silk in the air. Gazing back, we'll come forward and the hands release down and we just come down and rise up, finding that natural way to row across the big lake. The ocean of samsara, many names, and then there's just this. Yeah, lovely. We're going to let the right hand sweep across the hip. And as the hand rises, the heel on that same side rises. raising the sun. We turn and shift. Rising up and collecting, gathering as it comes down. Gaze across the palm when it rises up. Yeah. And once more to each side. And then as if holding a ball almost, but it's a very, there's so much ease in this holding. We turn and rise up and gaze at the moon, releasing down, turning and gazing at the moon. Letting it be just as it is, the movement just as it is. We'll pause for a moment, and some of you have done this with me where we do a variation of this same movement, and it expresses how this particular form of Shivashi is very, very soft. And there's other forms where you bring more firmness and steadiness or stretch into. So we're going to stretch our hands up so they're extending like this. Yeah, really bringing, you know, a gentle but firm stretch. And then we're going to turn and gaze at the moon again through this. It's kind of like a gate or a window. And as you gaze, you have to find, in order to do it, they say, you have to find your inner cow. So that when the hands come up, you turn and you look through your inner cow eyes. So the eyes become big and look and gaze at the moon. But so there's very soft, and we rise up, it becomes firm, and we turn and gaze with the big eyes at the moon and relax, everything relaxes. We turn. Oh, the big full moon. I think I saw it just recently. Inhaling up, relaxing, and once again to the other side. Lovely. Let's see, turning and gazing at the moon. Where am I? There we are. Lotus leaves rustle in the wind. So we come with our wrist right here, and we'll extend forward, and the thumb turns down as it comes forward, and twist all the way around, and very softly draws back in. Exhaling out, inhaling in. Exhaling out, inhaling in. Staying very vertical, upright, with ease in the knees. And the second instruction is to relax. Mm-hmm. We'll do it once more to each side. And from here, I just add another exercise that brings again that firmness. So we're going to rise up from the heart, bringing fierceness to the fist. So the fist is very soft. It rises up and it opens over here. And we just squeeze the fist tightly and open the eyes as broadly as we tighten the fist. And then soften and release, and coming back down and rising up. And feel that firmness of just the eyes and the fist. Everything else is soft, lovely, and release. We'll do it once again to each side. Inhaling. And exhaling, tightening, and opening, and release. So it's a part of what's known as the eight brocade sequence. Squeezing tightly. The eyes see what the eyes see, just gazing with big eyes. Like the cow and releasing down. From here, we'll shift and bring the palm up to the face and relax the elbow and the shoulder, gazing as if there's a kind of marriage between the face and the palm as we rotate around, waving hands like clouds. And knowing, just listening, knowing. Shifting weight, earth element becomes heavy and light. The seeming earth element. We'll release that down or step forward on, I'm going to go into my right foot. I encourage you to do that too. Extend down, scoop the cold water. The toe rises as the arms and we gaze at the sky, just as the sky is. We'll go to the other side, scoop down, feel the opening and rounding in the back, finding the right range of motion, not going too far forward to strain the knee, scooping the ocean. Oh. Oh. The toe rises and steps back the foot. Releasing down, cascading down the hands. And we'll step forward and we'll push with the palms, exhaling and receding, coming back in on an inhale. And the feet rock. So I'm going to step back so you can see the heel rises and the toe rises and we flow like the yielding waters. All yielding waters, not even like yielding water flowing. Pushing the waves. Just letting it flow. Yeah. And one more. letting the elbows relax, the shoulders relax, and we'll step to the other side. We're not in a hurry. We're totally patient with letting it be. Adjust. Not too fast, not too slow, not this way, not that way. With the third instruction, to relax. And we'll step back. Let's just pause for a minute here. We'll stand and be still, feeling into and we'll open the hands and we'll rise up and we'll just, you'll see me, it's going to draw a big circle coming forward and back down. And we'll do this 3 or 4 times, rising up, drawing circles, opening the lungs, the lung chakra, the lung energy of the body. Inhaling up. And releasing down. And once again. Yes, lovely. Step forward on the right foot. And the back heel is going to stay rooted, so to speak, so that we don't take off into the sky somewhere. The dove spreads its wings. It spreads its wings. And just feeling a sense, the sense of peace that's and grace extending out and drawing back in. Relaxing the shoulders, the elbows, so that it can be just with the greatest ease. We'll step back and go to the other side. And one more, the dove spreads its wings and draws back in across the heart. We stand with our hands rising from the depths of the sea down through the floors of the feet. The dragon emerges from the sea, releasing back down, inhaling, exhaling as it rises, inhaling as it settles and draws back in. Yes, lovely. Let the body flow and move. Spirit, yeah, from the depths, the dragon from the depths rises and settles, and once again. And then we'll take flight. We're going to rise up and fly like an eagle. Or a wild goose. And so when we do this one, it's really to let the hands, they're slightly in front, so there's ease in the shoulders. We don't strain the shoulders in any way here. So let there be ease in the path of the rising of the wings. And we'll have a slight variation on this flight. We're going to let it come forward so that it's at a three-quarter point. So not to the front and not to the side, but right in between. Lovely. Yeah. And as we rise up, we're going to go counterclockwise and turn the wheel of the Dhamma. And one more time this way, with just finding the most natural way in your body, we'll shift and go clockwise. That's one. Let's do it four times, so three more. And here we go. And release down. We'll pause. Feel into standing. And we'll march. So the hand and the knee are traveling together, shifting the weight and rising, stepping and bouncing the ball, or stepping out of samsara, out of distress, with understanding in the best way, through the clouds. Stepping. And we'll come back and begin to settle. We're going to rise up and calm the energy, calm the chi. It goes up typically to the forehead and settles down along the front of the body. You might just explore it slowly a few times, inhaling up, sweeping so that it invites the whole of the body to settle in the front and the back, to the east and the west, to this side and that side, the north and the south, from the top down through all the organs within, the mystery within. Yeah. And we'll wash the body a little. So we'll come down, ground, and sweep down the back of the body toward the feet, and then sweeping back up, up across the belly, and down the arms. From here, the hands come up and just tap to the back, the base of the neck, coming back down. We sweep down and wash the body one more time. And settle. We'll gather, we're going to gather from all the grace in the world. And down between the two hands, we bring it down to the front of the heart and listen. And then we spread it out in all directions. we gather once again. And pause. And then we bring it down to the energetic center. And then just exchange some of our old ancestral energy with this new energy. A little bit of exchange. Yes. And one more. Calm. Calm it down. Yeah, lovely. Into the belly. And feel the whole of the body and mind. Into the quiet stillness. And rising up is the sun. And here comes the moon. And they meet. Thank you for coming to Qigong today. It's a joy to practice together. Thank you. Aww.